and in international news, South African hospital worker arrested with human placentas.
The Hot FM News with Mwansa Mwanakaoma.
Now the news in detail. The Jesse Center for Theological Reflection says the International Monitoring Fund's decision to grant only a 3-month extension to Zambia's extended credit facility confirms its earlier concerns over the absence of a clear long-term economic strategy. JCPR Social and Economic Development Program Manager Edward Nsosa has stated that the development reinforces the organization's position that government's economic reform agenda, heavily reliant on external partners, lacks a sustainable and realistic exit strategy. Mr. Nsosa has reiterated JCPR's call for an independent review of the program's impact, warning that focusing solely on macroeconomic data overlooks the daily struggles of ordinary Zambians. He adds that the increased cost of living, persistent high unemployment and public finance mismanagement suggests a significant disconnect between official figures and the lived experiences of most Zambians. President Hakainde Hichilema has reiterated government's commitment to investing in the education sector in the country. Speaking at the Zambia Center for Accountancy Studies University 9th graduation ceremony, President Hichilema said education is the best investment necessary for qualified human capital in the country. The president has also reiterated government's commitment to growing the economy through revamping of the mining sector and key economic policies.
You don't have to get a bank account left for you. You can create it. You can make it. That's my message to you, the graduate. That's my message to parents. And you are the next parent, generational parent. Give your children education. And you have received this education from your parents and other supporters. And Zika's University.
And Zika's University Chancellor, Dr. Kakua Kankasa, said the university is committed to contribute to the growth of the economy and contribute towards the successful implementation of the 8th National Development Plan.
Zika's University aligns itself with the 8th National Development Plan, which emphasizes human capital and social development as one of the key strategic pillars. Education and skill development are also at the core of the National Skill Development Policy and the Science, Technology and Innovation Policy. Human capital is at the center of development. By equipping our students with practical knowledge, professional ethics and innovative skills,
government has officially launched the implementation of a 4.8 million kwacha piped water scheme in Mongo, Makonde district, aimed at improving access to safe and reliable water for the local community. In a statement, Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Kalungu Ngozi, said the project is being implemented through the Chambeshi Water Supply and Sanitation Company and is scheduled for completion by November 2025. Mr. Ngozi has explained that once operational, the scheme will provide a consistent water supply to over 3,000 residents, marking a major step forward in addressing the area's long-standing water access challenges. He has noted that for years, residents of Mwanzo have depended on a heavily silted cross-border water source whose limited storage capacity has caused frequent disruptions impacting both households and small businesses. Government has hailed the launch of the Contractors Estimator Access app, highlighting its potential to address long-standing inefficiencies and financial losses in the country's construction sector, which has seen cost overruns and abandoned projects amounting to over 2 billion kwacha between 2015 and 2023. Ministry of Technology and Science Assistant Director of Communications, Kombuzo Mkunika, said the app is expected to reduce estimation errors by up to 25%, enhance transparency, and align with the 8th National Development Plan Digital Transformation Agenda. Speaking at the launch, Mr. Mkunika has encouraged contractors, engineers, and public procurement agencies to adopt the tool to cut costs and ensure timely completion of projects. Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development Permanent Secretary Albert Malama, represented by Director of Public Infrastructure Clive Khan, has described the app as a major step towards improving efficiency, accountability and timely delivery of public infrastructure projects. And Zambia Institute of Quantity Surveyors President Timothy Musole has congratulated the app developers LT Construction Software, saying the innovation will help contractors, government agencies and individuals make more accurate cost estimates while still relying on professional guidance to ensure quality assurance.
This app is not just a product, it is a tool for accountability, transparency and professional excellence. You agree with me that technology now is helping us to be more accurate. So, as Zambia Institute of Quantity Surveyors, we are proud to support this initiative because it aligns directly with our statutory mandate under the Zambia Institute of Quantity Surveyors Act No. 19 of 2024, which is to regulate, promote, and advance the practice of quantity surveying in Zambia.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
FNB Zambia has announced the launch of the FNB Group Savings Account, a new product designed to revolutionize how community groups, clubs and associations save, manage and grow their funds. Speaking at the launch, FNB Zambia Head of Retail Banking, Mwamba Msambo, said the group savings account functions like a traditional village banking account, but goes further by offering digital access, real-time tracking and automated record keeping to simplify group savings processes. Mr. Msambo has noted that many village banking groups face challenges such as lack of transparency and proper record keeping, disagreements over signatories and access to funds and security risks associated with handling cash, among others. He has emphasized that the FNB Group Savings Account addresses these issues by providing a secure, transparent and convenient banking solution tailored for collective savings.
You can be able to converse around what's happening in your group using chat things in addition to your usual WhatsApp. So, for us, we are talking transparency. In most of the group savings accounts, you'd wait for a statement. But with an FNB group savings account, you can now all be able to see what's happening in the account, even if you're not an admin. When somebody is paid out, you can all be able to view who has been paid out. Again, it brings the trust back into the group savings account.
Meanwhile, FNB Head of Strategic Marketing and Communications, Kasali Kaingu, said the launch represents a significant step towards enhancing financial inclusion through the use of digital platforms.
We are here to witness the unveiling of a tool that will transform group banking, encourage collaboration, build trust, promote financial discipline among members. We're very excited to partner with the Village Banking Group as they were critical in piloting this account and in giving us feedback to ensure that the product best suited their unique needs.
The top international news.
A South African hospital. Three men have been arrested after